We're in Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael mu'ureses l'kohen, mu'uberes mikohen, shomeres yavam l'kohen, v'chein bas kohen l'Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma. If I have a Bas Yisrael who is engaged to a kohen, or she's pregnant from a kohen, or she's a shomeres yavam to a kohen, then she's not going to eat truma. That we discussed before, that a child will, an in utero, a pregnancy from a kohen will not allow her to eat truma. Shomeres yavam, she can't eat truma yet because she's not his wife, kinyan kaspo, yet. And when she's meureses l'kohen, so we said that she's still living in her father's house over there, we are afraid to give her truma, so it's only rabbinic, but we don't want to give her truma lest she serve some to her other family members who are not able to eat truma. And similarly, a bas kohen who gets married to a Yisrael in any of these ways, also she's not able to eat truma. As we said, also this is a review, we said this before, that a bas kohen who is engaged to a Yisrael, so is not able to eat truma because she left her father's house. If she's meuberes l'Yisrael, it apostles her from eating truma. She's not also not in her father's house. And if she is a shomeres yavam, also that prevents her from returning to her father's house, so she's not allowed to eat truma. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael meureses l'Levi, meuberes milevi, shomeres yavam l'Levi, v'chein bas Levi l'Yisrael, lo tochal b'maiser. This mission is only going like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that a Levi is allowed to eat Maiser Rishon, the first tithe, but a Yisrael, a non-Levi, is not allowed to eat. That's not the halacha. We say that it is chulin, Maiser Rishon is chulin, and anyone can eat it. But this again goes according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who says that Maiser Rishon can only be eaten by Levim. And so therefore, everything we just saw by Truma and a Kohen is true also by Levi with Maaser Rishon. So that's what the Mishnah says over here, that a Bas Yisrael who's either engaged to a Levi, a pregnant from a Levi, or a Shomeres Yavam to a Levi, would not be able to eat Maaser. And similarly, a Bas Levi to a Yisrael, in any of those situations, would not be able to eat Maaser for all the same reasons as we just said above, by Truma with a Kohen. Bas Levi meureses l'kohen, meuberes mikohen, shomeres yavam l'kohen, v'chein bas kohen l'levi, lo tochal, lo b'truma, v'lo b'maiser. So, over here, what we really mean to say, says the Bar Tanur, he's quoting the Gemara, is that any of these women who are allowed actually to eat, we still would not feed them, we still would not give them truma, or if they're they can access truma because they're a bas kohen or they're married to a kohen, we wouldn't give them truma in the actual granary, meaning the place where they used to grind up the grain and make the grain, the whole thing, and then hand it out. So we wouldn't give it out to any of these women who is married to a kohen or married to a levi. And it's not only, by the way, me'ureses. The language over here in the end of the Mishnah is a little bit misleading. It only kept this language because that's the language which was used in the first part of the Mishnah. But over here, it's also if the woman was fully married, we're not going to let an eshes kohen or an eshes levi come and pick up the grain at the grain house where they distribute the grain. The reason is because we're afraid that after that woman becomes divorced and she can no longer eat because she's not married any longer to a kohen or to a levi, they'll still hand it out because they won't know that the halacha is that she only ate while she was married. Therefore, to avoid that problem, we say there's a gezeira that she's not allowed to get the grain. Says Mishnah Hey, Bas Yisrael shenises l'kohen tochal b'truma, meis v'lahemenu ben tochal b'truma, nises l'levi tochal b'maiser, meis v'lahemenu ben tochal b'maiser, nises l'Yisrael lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maiser, meis v'lahemenu ben Lo tochal lo betruma v'lo b'maiser. Meis b'na mi'Yisrael, tochal b'maiser. Meis b'na me'levi, tochal b'truma. Meis b'na me'kohen, lo tochal lo betruma v'lo b'maiser. So we have one long story over here of a Bas Yisrael who is going to get married three times. So first time she gets married to a Kohen, and the dinim that are behind this Mishnah we've seen already. So this Bas Yisrael is going to get married three times. First she gets married to a Kohen, and we say then she's allowed to eat Truma, because that's the halacha. Once she gets married to a Kohen, she's allowed to eat Truma. If he dies, but she has a son from him, so then she's still allowed to eat Truma. As we saw before, the son is able to... in the merit of the son, she still continues to eat truma. That's true for a daughter. Nisleis the Levi, if she gets married to a Levi, so after that, then she'll be a tochal b'maiser, but she can't eat truma anymore. She becomes connected to this Levi. And again, this mishnah is only going with Rabbi Meir, who says that only Levim are allowed to eat maiser. So he would hold that once she got married to this Levi, she loses the ability to eat truma, even though she still has a son from that Kohen, but now she's allowed to eat Maiser. Because now she's part of the Levi's house, even though she has a son from the Kohen. If that Levi dies, and she has a son from the Levi, so she still eats Maiser on account of the son that she had from the Levi. Niseis the Yisrael, then she gets married to a Yisrael, now she's connected to the Yisrael, so she can't eat, not Truma and not Maiser. If the Yisrael dies and she has a son from the Yisrael, so still she cannot eat, not from Truma and not from Maiser. Now the children are going to start dying. If her son from the Yisrael dies, then she reverts to her status of having a son from the Levi, so she eats Maiser in the merit of the son from the Levi. Now if the son from the Levi dies after that, then she reverts to her status of still having a son from the Kohen, so she'll eat Truma. And if the son from the Kohen dies, now she has no husbands and no children, so lo tochal lo b'truma v'lo b'maiser, now she can't eat not Truma and not Maiser, because she is a Bas Yisrael. That's the end of Mishnah.